It can sometimes be hard to find anyone with a kind word to say about politicians, but that was not the case this week at the National Convention of Campaign Button Collectors in Kansas City. They like President Bush and Hillary Clinton. And while we're at it, Woodrow Wilson, Eugene V. Debs, Barry Goldwater, and William Jennings Bryan. We sent NPR's political editor Ken Rudin to investigate.
As someone long afflicted with the disease, I've come to realize that campaign button collectors are an odd lot. But what they have in common is an appreciation of the men and women who have taken up politics as their life's work.
I think you have to have a love of history to collect this material.
Tom Slater is a longtime dealer and auctioneer from Dallas, Texas.
It's a hobby that requires a bit of education and understanding of history to collect it. It's not like collecting coins where you just get a series of dates and mints. You have to know a little bit about what you're collecting.
And you have to enjoy talking about the old campaigns and the great buttons you've managed to pick up, which is what goes on here constantly. It sort of reminds me of a late-night singles bar. You talk to people, you make friendly, obligatory chit-chat, but there is really only one thing on your mind, scoring a new campaign button.
I do everything, but I like 1924 because it's about the hardest campaign. Democrats were very underfunded in the 20s. Therefore, their political items are very few and far between.
I only collect 1912.
I like suffrage items, but they're quite expensive.
Doug Fouquet, Wayne Otches, and Phil Kellerman are just some of the people who have traveled here to the American Political Items Collectors Convention. A hotel ballroom is set up with tables filled with bumper stickers, leaflets, posters, but mostly buttons. People come up to the dealers to buy, trade, or just to admire. Some of the items are pretty spectacular. On Thursday night, a picture button of the 1920 Democratic ticket, James Cox for president and Franklin D. Roosevelt for vice president, fetched $25,000 at auction, and it was in poor condition. Later, another item with Cox's photo on it will come up for auction. The consigner, Gary Widman of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, hears from a button appraiser that the Cox item is a real gem.
So yours will probably go for about $5,000.
Tell me, I like to hear that stuff.
I mean, you're going to get a great price because the prices last night were unbelievable, right?
The problem, however, is that Gary won't be able to stay around to watch the bidding on his item.
My daughter's having a baby, so things are more important than buttons.
Wait, hold on 1 second. You're saying that there are things more important than buttons?
For sure. Family is... My daughter is in the hospital right now. They're inducing labor, so I'm leaving town here in about a half an hour back to Sioux Falls. This could be the call right here.
Gary confessed that he asked his daughter to hold off until 6 p.m. to have the baby. The highlight of the day is when a woman from the local Kansas City area, Kimberly Kruger, walks in with some great items from the presidential campaign of Charles Evans Hughes. As every geek here knows, Hughes was the Republican who narrowly lost to President Woodrow Wilson in 1916.
Okay, I'm going to sell this stuff right now. Andrew, you got the sheet?
Yep.
Okay. I've got here in my hand a Hughes button. Okay, we're going to start the Hughes button off. He'll give me $100.
Yep.
$150.
You got back?
$200.
Yep.
$250. $300. $350.
It's very exciting. These were my grandfather's.
What are the buttons that you have here?
To be real honest, I don't know. They were just my grandfather's.
But if the convention and buttons were new to Kimberly Kruger, they were old hat to Chick Harris. Harris, who is 83 years old, has been collecting for over 50 years and makes it to every national convention.
I started picking up a couple pins in the 40s. Roosevelt and a few things. And then by 52, I hit the headquarters at least 3 days a week. They always had something different. It was Stevenson and Ike's.
Neither Harris nor his always present wife seems to have lost a step.
My wife's 82, and we've been married 60 years. We had a big party and all that kind of good stuff.
Tell me what's more important, your marriage or the campaign buttons?
That's a tough question, Ken. You shouldn't ask that.
The way I see it, if that's a tough question, then Harris is not a serious collector. Ken Rudin, NPR News.
I've got 100, and I'm looking for 150, 150, 150, and now two.
Tracy Wall directed our show tonight. The editor was Robert Schaefer. Walter Ray Watson produces the broadcast with Petra Mayer, Veronica Miller, Douglas Hopper, and Nishant Dahiya. The technical director is Neil Ellis. Engineers include Peter Alina and Ted Mebane. Thanks tonight to CNN for sound of Sheikh Hassan Nasrullah, the Hezbollah leader, speaking through a translator. The senior foreign editor is Lauren Jenkins. Kim Oleski is our reference librarian. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.